grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Marijuana Media, mother truckers, welcome. The alternative media about the weed. About the weed leaf with old mate Chris Fowley. How's it, mate?
Very well, and good afternoon.
Does anyone ever call you Christopher?
Only on legal documents.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Only in court.
How often do I get called Jonathan on air?
I call you Jonathan quite a bit.
Jonathan, Christopher, and Cameron.
Drop the middle name in there if you really want to get attention-y.
Move on.
What's going on with the sweet leaf in the New Zealand media this week? Or the week been?
Well, whew, big news for the big thing for the campaign, of course, is that the Cannabis Referendum Coalition, which is a grouping of a few different groups, and we're trying to get all everyone on the same page, you know, get everyone working together. And so we've formed this group, and so they've got the Hemp Foundation, got People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Socialist Action Aotearoa, so a few different groups, and as I say, we're widening it as much as we can. And so we have a Give a Little page up that went live, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and I believe we'll have Nanda on next week, right, talking about a bit about that.
That's right. I think the wire is going to focus in on a little sitch.
Very good. Very
the
good.
Greenies.
So the Give a Little, if you look up, the Cannabis Referendum Coalition takes you right there, and give us a donation, because we want to do this right, you know, and these things don't come cheap. We want to, like, employ a campaigner or two and just have, you know, all the budget that we need to really run a good campaign.
What are the rewards? Is there anything cool, like weed?
A glow in your heart, you know.
A glow in your heart.
Come on. No, Give a Little doesn't do the rewards. You give it out of the kindness of your heart.
What
it's
the
not
fuck
like
is that?
Oh, I'll give you $5, but only if you do 20 press-ups or whatever. It's not like that kind of one.
Right, that would suck.
It's just, like, support these causes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because, you know, that kind of model, people get tied into doing these crappy rewards instead of getting on with the project that they should be doing.
I was just trying to score some weed, mate.
I know. You try it every week.
I wouldn't be doing my job. That doesn't make sense.
Speaking of which, of drug testing programs, because I know you only want to do it to test it.
That's right.
Because, you know, that's been in the news a couple of times this week. One is that these new figures came out that showed the drug testing of beneficiaries, which, in all honesty, I presumed had stopped. I thought government changed that kind of crappy, which everyone knew was such a punitive policy that clearly was coming from a conservative government. And I thought that had stopped when the government changed. Turns out, no.
You mean people on the benefit being tested for marijuana?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Send you on a job. We're going to get you urine tested before you go. That kind of thing. So it turns out that
Like a weird little thing that happened, and everyone's like, that's dumb.
It is really dumb. And so 47,000 beneficiaries referred to jobs that required drug testing. 170 of those failed the test. So it's like, it's clear it's totally overblown as an issue.
How do they test for drugs, by the way?
Oh, well, it's urine testing, which, you know, is doesn't measure impairment at all. It can just do secondhand.
So if I smoked weed last week, I'm doomed.
Yeah, and as we know with the meth swabbing and that, you know, often there's no science behind these, and it's just based on a whole lot of crap, which
but
is
meth
the,
is kind
the
of
case.
In and out quite fast, so technically, right?
Yeah, I mean, the way that they approach the testing that is all similar.
Right.
It's just picking arbitrary numbers and using detection, you know, using infinitesimal amounts to attribute guilt and...
Okay.
So yeah,
what happens to those 100 and what such people? They just don't get a benefit.
Well, they get you know, no benefit and probably kicked out of their home or whatever, right? So
that's
like the
crazy
old approach. That was the old approach where you use sanctions to try and force people into doing things. Now they're following this thing called Housing First, which is more like keep people in those services and then wrap around them all the social services. So
right,
I really expected that to change, but it turns out it hasn't. So
what a dick move.
Yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit. And related to that, though, was there was actually the general manager of a council down in the South Island who, she's not on a benefit, obviously, she's general manager of council, but they came to her to do a random drug test, and she refused, held her ground and said, no, don't have to consent to no random drug test, and that is absolutely correct.
Mm.
And so, obviously, this happens to a lot of people in employment situations, that some company comes in and says, oh, we can make this workplace safe, or this is how you have to do to comply. comply with your obligations, that kind of thing. And they bring it in, and actually people don't have to do it. It was an Air New Zealand case that went all the way to the Supreme Court. So that there's no, like, there's no, well, let me backtrack a bit. There's
That's
no,
a hard stance to take, isn't it? As an employee, is, but, because you, well, you know.
The thing is there's no law allowing drug testing, but there's several laws that protect the employees from it, including the Bill of Rights, the Privacy Act, the Human Rights Act, right? But there's no law explicitly saying that an employer can force you to do the types of activities that, that you have to do in order to do a drug test.
What about your contract, and, if you've signed a contract? Which
well, this is where it gets tricky if you've given that away, but you know, in terms of coercion and things, these things can be struck down. The important thing is that the only precedent case in this area is the Air New Zealand case that went to the Supreme Court, and it said that that random drug testing was not allowed,
right,
unless it is what they called a safety sensitive position. And within Air New Zealand, they gave
operating
examples.
Operating a crane or something like that.
The threshold's pretty high, because they gave the examples within Air New Zealand, and they explicitly said it wasn't the people behind the counter, it wasn't the office staff, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the people towing around the plane on the tarmac.
Not even the old mate with the lollipops.
Not the guys with the lollipops. Not the pilots.
What?
Not the staff in the cabin.
Right? Oh,
It was just the guys taking the engines apart and putting them back together.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. So if you apply that kind of threshold to your average workplace, you know, it's a pretty high threshold for actually having random testing. Yet most people think they have to do it,
right,
and to resist it is like making an example, and they're going to get singled out on that.
I wonder if, you know how, so just going back to the Dole sitch, people beneficiaries having to... do they test everybody working at WINS?
Well, they already have a job.
Yeah, but I mean, it's only fair, isn't it?
You'd think so. You'd think so. I'm not going to be any, you know, calling for it, but
do
you know,
to
if
others.
You want to start that campaign.
I'm pretty busy, man.
it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because, I mean, we've partied with some surgeons and the likes in the past, and yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You've said too much.
Yeah.
You've said too much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nick.
Wow.
Hey, somebody's texted in. We are, thank you. Yeah. So someone's texted in. That's good. That's what it says.
All right. I commend that text.
We are, thank you too, mate.
Oh, interesting thing. Another poll came out and it found support for cannabis law reform skyrocketing, I should say, except in Auckland.
Wow.
It's crazy. They broke it down by support. Auckland had the lowest support in the country.
I wonder.
Can you believe it? Lower than rural South Island.
I think maybe that has something to do with maybe a language barrier with a lot of people. No?
I don't know.
What about, actually, what was I going to say?
I was shocked. I tell you. It shows we've got a way to go. But these regional disparities, people haven't really looked at too much of that before. Good trial came out of Sydney Children's Hospital. That was reported in the media here, News Talk of the Herald.
Everybody like thinking marijuana is a good idea or a bad idea. Do you think the national bill that's come out, that they've written their little sitch, they must have turned a lot of people that were kind of sitting on the fence, I would have thought, when like the big blue got behind it, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, medicinal cannabis already supported by 89% of people in the last poll. So, I don't know if they would have turned too many people. But very interesting that, you know, here was a party that was blocking reform of every sort right up till just last year.
Exactly, yeah.
That has never supported any kind of reform to the Misuse of Drugs Act, other than making it tighter, other than ratcheting up prohibition. They have never supported any type of reform ever. And now here they are with actually a bill that on the face of it is better than the government bill, and certainly spells out, you know, what they want to do.
They took their time, though.
They took their time, but good on them. And you know, we've got to give them credit that the leader changed, the government changed, they've read the mood of the people, and this is what they want to do now, and good on them. We're really hoping that the government and the National Party can work together, you know, put the politics aside and just work out something that's best for patients. Because we don't want a policy that yo-yos with every government. Mm. And if we've got this agreement now, every party in Parliament is into medicinal cannabis now, right? And even like with the referendum, Simon Bridges saying we'll support whatever the outcome is, we'll do it, you know. So this is one of those moments, right? But in terms of the medicinal cannabis, they just need to put that aside. There's good parts of both bills. We think that this patient ID system that the National Party proposing, the doctor gives you a patient ID,
right.
You go down to the pharmacy and just get your products from there, you're not actually being prescribed it, and but you're still having professional oversight with your doctor and your pharmacist. They really like that approach. But Labor has a better approach with getting products quickly to market with non, you know, or near pharmaceutical standards and not forcing people to go through clinical trials to take years and millions of dollars. So they have a much better approach at their back end. If we can join those two together,
the
we get a really good policy.
Quite a, is kind of a Californian thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is, very much so, what they do in the American states. And Shane Retty, who's behind the National Party bill, actually went over to the states and went around, particularly those ones on the East Coast, and went around and talked to those regulators and talked to the law enforcement people and talked to the people that wrote the regulations. And that's, you know, what went into a lot of the development of that bill.
Someone's just texted in, fight the power, but I feel like now we're like at work with the power kind of thing. We're kind of past fight the power a little bit, eh?
Yeah. We're in the kung fu stage, I guess. You know, yeah. We're just trying to go with it. Yeah.
Use everyone's energy.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
We're down with that.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, John. We'll see you next week because we'll have
some information, new information from The Wire and...
That's right.
When's that happening? Is it happening Tuesday? You reckon?
Green Desk. Green Desk is on Tuesday.
Okay, stay tuned for that, everybody.
Nice.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media. I'm in love with me.